Blog Talk Radio.
What's up, everyone? Welcome to Life That Does Live. I'm your boy, Teddy J. Steph in the building. And, man, it is a beautiful Monday. Continuation of Dust Music Month. What's going on all June? You can check it out there. What's up, y'all, with Dust Music Month? Which next week, we're going to start something very big. You need to definitely be on the lookout for. Of course, I know today, no theme song, right? So that gets y'all in gear for what is getting ready to go down on the show. As far as the theme song, we're going to start next week. We're going to start a contest. We're going through the rest of the month where we're going to encourage different artists in order to make a 60-second theme song for the show. And whoever has the best, then we're going to have me in as well as other professionals in the music industry. There will be judging songs, and then we'll pick a hand selected few, which will have everyone else judge the song as well. So, with that being said, once you check all that out, whoever wins, actually get a couple of different things. You'll get a feature on internationalhiphop.com, as well as get some new music feature on mixtapeseries.com. So, a couple of different things. You know, we're doing just to show love to the artists and to always keep y'all engaged. That's how we do it, man. We always hit y'all at different angles. So, we got a lot to chop up today. As far as, I'm doing the crazy news for today. Of course, we got, you know, the Bradley and Pacquiao fight. There, a lot of different people have different opinions to say about that. We got the NBA final starts tomorrow, so we're chopping that up today. And what y'all thought about the game seven, and how that turned out for the Celtics, and what y'all personally thought about that. And so other crazy stuff coming from internationalhiphop.com and news1.com. So we'll be chopping that up throughout the show. Now, I also remember that every Tuesday in the show, we had TP3 Radio, which that's the three most talented, beautiful ladies in the world, host the show, and they go on news, music, and so much more. And, of course, they have their WTF moment, where they go in on some stuff and then talk their talk moments. You definitely got to check them out. They really go in, so most definitely. And Wednesday show, we'll have my boy Elevated Scott on the show. He's going, you know, of course, he's one of the people that always comes check through time and time. We'll be having him come through. We're going to have a lot to chop up. Of course, we're going to chop up mixtapeseries.com. And, you know, which that's one of the prizes for the contest. Let y'all know a little more about that. But to go ahead and put some new music on here in just a second. I'll be on the lookout. Other than that, man, make sure y'all, there's a couple different things. Community awareness things I'll be mentioning throughout the show. Very important to always reach back out to your community and make sure you're just being, you know, cognizant of what's going on. Because sometimes some people, you know, they just say they community activists and whatnot, and they really don't show that much love to where they at. So, really, just step it up, man. Try to do your best in stepping it up. Now, I'm going to take it back. I feel like taking it back today. I'm going to take it back to a very, very, very classic song. I'm about to take it back to Flashlight. Parliament Flashlight, so definitely gotta play that. And we'll play some new stuff too. But a lot of people know how I do it. I will play old stuff all day long and won't give a dang. That's how we do it. And shout out to my dog Chaz over here. He's been doing the most all day. So yes. Oh man. Chaz, I had to act a fool. All right. Now, let me see if I missed anything else. Before we get into some news, pretty much that's it. We're doing a lot of updates for Desktop Mobile as well, so you have to definitely check all that out. All right, so I'm letting that wait on that good old track to upload. We're going to go ahead and go into this first bit of news, and this is going to come from internationalhiphop.com. As far as people that are sneaker enthusiasts or whatnot, there's some new Air Yeezy 2s coming out. Just going to check them out. They look very hot. If you, like I said, you are really, you're about just taking over the shoe game and just having so many shoes, and yet to have all the exclusive shoes, definitely a hot pair of shoes you definitely should check out. And yes, I'm looking at them now. They're very nice. So definitely, you, like I said, you're all about shoes, is something you should definitely look into. There's a lot of different stuff going on. Of course, there's something very crazy. The Tupac holograms actually started a big trend. So, Coach Ella Festival, man, it's been, this is starting, man. This hologram stuff has been crazy, man. You know, that was stuff you see in Star Trek and stuff. You know, like, now, what the heck? This is like real life now. But, anyways, one of the things they're talking about doing now is bringing the rock and roll legend Elvis Presley. Everybody thinking about doing him to grace the stage using the hologram likenesses. So, it seems very interesting. You know, a lot of people, you know, between Michael Jackson, Tupac, Biggie, all these different people are, just to name a few, other great, great leaders as well, as fallen soldiers as well, but just to name a few. You know, a lot of people are going to go crazy, man. For me, I keep going on the fact that I'm not sure how I'm going to feel about watching the hot paint, you know, because I've heard some of the prices they're talking about it. I don't know how I feel about paying to see a hologram. So, y'all share y'all thoughts on that. We'll go ahead and go to the apartment for the pellet. Flashlight, here we go. We'll be right back. back at One Life at Us Live. Divorce Teddy J, that was last night. Now, man, you got so much crazy stuff going on, man, still in the news, man. We're going to go to the last story from internationalhiphop.com of Jay-Z, former partner, is heading to jail. Kareem Biggs-Burke, who is a former friend of hip-hop superstar mogul Jay-Z and co-founder of Rockefeller Records, was sentenced yesterday. That was June 4, by the way. To 5 years in prison for a conspiracy to distribute over 100 kilos of marijuana. All right. So, apparently, he was caught in a federal drug sting called Operation Green Venom. And according to the reports, more than 50 people were arrested in the bus. Of course, Biggs is known for co-founding Rockefeller back in the mid-90s alongside Jay and Dane. And then they split up. Of course, they split up in 2004. And then upon sentencing, he told the judge of Manhattan, he told her that she would never see him in court again, and she was cold to say, there's nothing personal, but I'm going to keep you to that promise. So, wow, definitely crazy, man. You know, y'all got to be careful, man. I tell y'all, sometimes, you know, I understand people be hustling, got to do what you got to do to make some money or whatever. Sometimes you got to be real careful and real smart, because stuff will come and can bite you. Just always know. I can't knock the next person, but at the end of the day, remember the choices you make will kind of get bite you sometimes. It is what it is. All right, so we're going to, that's everything from internationalhiphop.com, your source for hip-hop news around the world. All right, so we got a couple of interesting stuff going over here on news1.com. And before I get into some of that, I want to go ahead and make a public service announcement. Make sure you go into change.org and you go look and for people. Make sure y'all go support this. It's a very big movement over in Kyle Park. Y'all need to definitely support this movement. They're trying to open up a Hawaiian Falls location over there, so they need all your petitions over there. They need your petitions to support Hawaiian Falls being popped up. Now, what does that mean? Some people are like, man, it's not really that big of an issue. And then it is, it's a very big issue because if you do your statistics, there are no, besides one pool, there are no public pools open in Fort Worth. And, you know, this is second year going, and there are no public pools open in Fort Worth. Now, I don't know about y'all, but as far as we listen, and far, I remember me going to Forest Park and Sycamore Park, all the, you know, obviously all these different choices. Heck, we even went to the one over there in Sylvania or whatnot. He had so many choices of going of visiting pools or whatnot. And it definitely just showed, it just always, you know, you definitely, that was one of the key, more marquee things for the summer. Of course, as you got older, you wanted to go to Hurricane Harbor, but, you know, Hurricane Harbor is really for the younger crowd, it's for the extra young crowd. So, that being said, getting the Hawaiian Falls up is very, very crucial. If you're very serious about supporting the community, you want to see uplifting. Y'all were saying, oh, man, I wish this would be better. I wish you have a chance right here. All you got, just like you did with Trayvon Martin and stuff, all it takes is you to sign a simple petition. If you can't do it in person, you need a petition online. Just go to change.org and look it up. Look for Kyle Park. And it should come up. So that's my big public service announcement. Definitely, I would say support them. I did that so long ago. I signed a petition, but just kind of remind you all, be very conscious of it, man. All right, so before we go into that, definitely do that before I set the tone for what's going on next. Man. And looking at this, man, it's like, one thing I have to say is, and I have to take a deep breath on it because sometimes I'm just really driven nuts by how many, you know, people don't realize You think that old racism is dead and all that? End of the day, racism is not dead. It's on, as I always say, it's on life support, and there's always going to be some idiot that's going to try to breathe life into it. But when you play a part in bringing attention, you play a part in making it worse by doing something stupid and it's getting us in trouble, then it's calling attention. I mean, it just pisses me off. This being one of the cases, you know, all these people are always saying, oh, man, this person, you know, they dwell on these pastors and whatnot. Now, I know that these pastors are humans, too, and whatnot, and they're humans, but sometimes the way some of these church folks run around here acting when they want to try to put people above the fold, like they don't really do nothing, it drives me nuts when I see something like this. I see people who, you know, doing something. It's like, and what is it with these mega church pastors that keep continually doing something? Of course, you know, everyone knows about Bishop A. Long. Now we've got, of course, Creflo Dollars is being put into the fire now. Apparently, he allegedly punched and choked his 15-year-old daughter in an argument, and then he was telling his congregation to the allegations that were made in the police report are nothing but exaggeration and sensationalism. And he was saying that he should never have been arrested, and going on to this more, he's also being charged with misdemeanor counts of simple battery and cruelty to children. So, oh, man, it's going to be pretty crazy, man. And as my dad was saying earlier, man, like, once you get a, like, especially you African-American, once you get in the system, oh, they're keeping you behind the system. So you got to try to stay away from the system as possible. Stay out of trouble as much as possible, man. Like, simple stuff is just crazy. Now, apparently, the deputy who interviewed his 19-year-old daughter said that she grabbed her sister's shoulders and slapped her in the face and then choked her for about 5 seconds. It was then said that her sister tried to break free but did not fight back. Apparently, he then threw his 15-year-old daughter on the floor. The older girl ran to her mother, and which his wife told the deputy she did not see the fight. So, I don't know, man. And it was a scratch on her neck, too, apparently, according to the deputy as well. It just really, I don't know, man. I'm just really trying to figure it all out. Now, apparently, according to him, he was saying that a mark on her neck was because of her skin condition, eczema. Now, I don't know, man. This is just spiraling out of control already. I'm just really like, y'all got to come to grips on this. Because, I mean, there's stuff, I mean, like, some people are always saying, don't do whoopings, but if whoopings, I mean, I got whoopings, I'm just fine. But when you just, when parents take it to the next level and they start doing the most, I don't know how I can feel about that. So, I don't know, Creflo Dollar, man. You did it, bro. You just got to go ahead and just bite the bullet on it, man. It's just crazy. So, at the end of the day, man, it just goes to show that some of the people that run around and try to hold it and down, remember that at the end of the day, you still are a human, and you're still going to be held accountable for what you do. So don't try to act like you're better than somebody just because you're in church. It's not a good look. All right, so we'll go ahead and go to a track by my boy Kilo. It says, Sweat. Let's go ahead and play it. We'll be right back on Life of the Dust Live. Your boy, Teddy J. And by the way, some of you that do not know who Kilo is, he is actually known for being in a lot of great movies. Rollabouts, Walking Tall, and Holes, just to name a few. Now, he's the yellow bone boy, the crazy brown hair. That's who he is. But he's older now. He's got the haircut. It's crazy. It's always crazy watching some of these child stars getting bigger and looking so much different and maturing. Big ups to him, and I'm glad to see him showing us love, man. Here we go. Go play this track right now. Roberts, you know, she is famous African-American woman on Good Morning America, and she is fighting bone marrow cancer right now, and what she is actually going to be getting the transplant from her sister. So they say lift up in your prayers, man. Wish her the most of luck, because I know it's a lot of stuff going on. Like, you know, she's been known to be a great cancer fighter on the show, and definitely to say, you know, just looking at it and seeing how she just continually bounces back from it, she's definitely someone that, when it comes to African American women, that y'all should definitely look up to. And every time I look around, I don't never hear anything negative about her, so that's a big up to her. She's not, I don't never see her really talk down on people or whatnot, so that's the thing. I think at the end of the day, when you are being you're not being negative yourself, then the universe takes care of itself. So there you go. Now, very, very interesting news. A lot of people are saying it's a crazy cause in this one. Apparently, 50 Cent is scheduled to be interviewed by Oprah Winfrey, man. This is crazy. Now, some of y'all are asking why this is a crazy move. It's just one of the things they're very much so known for is the fact that they have a huge beef between each other. That's been very much so said. It's been out there, and mainly due to the fact that some of the crazy stuff that 50 Cent's been through. Of course, some of his music is considered degrading to women. And so, it's kind of contradictory to her women's rights. She's a big champion for that. So just seeing that all come through, and you're like, what the heck? A lot of people are tripping out of this right now. So we'll see what y'all think about it. Because, they're looking at all, they're putting all of this stuff up on the line as far as everything he's been through. And it's like very crazy. First thing, he's never really said anything negative about his ex, Chelsea Handler, but he has dogged out Vivica Fox and the mother of his child so many times. So it's just interesting. I mean, y'all already know I got something crazy to say there. I mean, a lot of people already got to say, it's interesting that, he dogged out the black woman that has been in his life, but he let the white woman that he let go. He let her off the hook and didn't say anything negative. Now, possibly it could be the fact that, he's matured, furthermore, and so that's the reason why. But it's whatever. I still like 50, but some things I just don't agree with him on some of these issues here. Of course, this is also the same person who also made a porn of Rick Ross's ex, and in a way of getting revenge, he's also the same person who set fire to the mother of his child's home during a child support battle. So, I mean, it's a lot of crazy stuff going on with that. Y'all let me know what you think about that. You can share it on Twitter with me when I have Child Chapter of y'all on Twitter. And you can also call in and share your thought process or anything said on the show today at 347-202-0389. And I don't know, man. I personally think as far as the Oprah, Oprah tends to give people those controversial. Everyone knows her for getting those real positive people on the show, but she's also known for getting those controversial people on the show from time to time too. So. We'll see how this works. And of course, she's going for different looks of the interviews because, the OWN network, man, it's wild. It's just crazy watching how it's deteriorating. All right, another big thing in news going on right now is there's Lions being formed. And no, I'm not talking about the Avengers. I'm talking about the black and gay leaders are forming an alliance. And the question is it legit? That is the big question that everyone is chopping up right now. Now, apparently, it's been reported in the New York Times that African-American leaders and gay rights groups are forming alliances in the pursuit of civil rights. The gathering was in response to the recent backlash received by the NAACP for its support of gay marriage without consulting its membership. Chapter leaders and board members have resigned from the NAACP in protest, largely because the move has been seen as an impediment to the Obama administration that didn't take the values of its church-going membership into serious consideration. Likely in response to the criticism, gay rights leaders have agreed to support Reverend Al Sharpton in his march against the controversial stop and frisk policy, which is being followed by the New York City Police Department. Now, of course, for those of you that don't know what the stop and frisk thing is, it is a policy that is responsible for the arrest of large numbers of black and Latino residents of New York City, as into which the police are stopping them without just cause. So, man, and they can be this thing. They can just, if you look suspicious, it's not one of those things. It's like we fought the trade, Trayvon Martin thing, and I was still able to back again to some other form of it. They stop up on you. They can, and if you look suspicious, they can stop you and frisk you and say, "Hey, let's see if you got something on you." So now, it's like walking around the freaking TSA every day. Like I don't understand it. Like, and mostly it's mostly being done to African Americans and Latinos. It just really drives me nuts. Like everyone, these people that, like I said earlier, and a different issue for those of y'all that really run around here and really believe that racism is dead. You are a fool to sit here and believe it. Like, and to try to sit here and tell me, there you go, man, you know, it's not as bad as you think. It's not as bad as you think. It's definitely as bad as I think. So, you can go tell, feed that story to somebody else that believes it, because I'm not going to believe it. So, I mean, that's really what it is, man. Like, I just some stuff I just can't go for. Now, I guess, let me send some shout-outs real quick. I see some people definitely in the building, sending some love on Facebook and whatnot. I'm shout-out to my boy Chris Knight over in the UK for showing some love. That's my boy right there. I'm shout-out to a girl, Amber Hawkins, of course, those of y'all know. Y'all know her as her name. Miss Computer Lady, and definitely shout out to her for tuning in. She said she's listening now in her father fuckadelic voice, Flashlight. Big ups to her. Man, definitely got some other different stuff to chop up, man. Of course, the NBA Finals matchup, the Heat versus the Thunder, a.k.a. the Perfect Storm, Pacquiao versus Bradley. What do y'all think about this fight? And as far as a rematch and crazy stuff going on, man, definitely call it or send it in your reason. Send it what you think, or you can send it to my Twitter. That's at Cedi J Dusk, that's CEDDY, letter J DUSK. Or you also go to facebook.com/TheTheDuskSpot. Yes, facebook.com/TheDuskSpot. And that's how you can check it out as well. Send your feedback in there as well. We're definitely going in. Like I said, I'm not going to play nice. I stopped playing nice so long ago. I'm really agitated. I'm getting really agitated by these different laws that keep coming out. They're undermining, sneaking through, and just continually, you know, just F with the minorities, man. It's really driving me nuts. So, DS News 1 for putting it out there for us. Very much so. So, yeah. All right, so go ahead. I'm about to go to another fucking break real quick. We'll go ahead and go to that again. Because that's how I do sometimes, because I play stuff all over again. If you miss it, I'm going to go back to it, and then we'll be right back. I'm going to go eat or something real quick, and we'll be back. All right, back in the building. We are back in the building. Okay, so those of y'all don't know, you've been on another planet somewhere. Those of y'all know, some of y'all that don't care about basketball really. Tomorrow is game one of the NBA Finals, the 2002 NBA Finals, 2012 NBA Finals, and which is going to be the Heat, Miami Heat versus Oklahoma City Thunder, a.k.a. the Perfect Storm. And it's going to be crazy. Definitely, I see a matchup, the Big Three versus the Big Three. And they, at the end of this series, is going to be determine who is the better Big Three of this season. Now, a lot of people have been saying this is going to be a matchup back from Christmas. So a lot of people have been very excited about trying to get this going on. And, you know, I'm pretty excited, too. I wanted my Celtics to win. Of course, my Mavs didn't win. I wanted my Celtics to win. They didn't pull it off. So, hey, OKC, I want y'all to beat the hell out of Miami. That's how I feel about it. I seem to always be on the opposite side of the spectrum right now. And some people are like, well, I thought you liked LeBron. I like LeBron, but I hate the Heat. So at the end of the day, LeBron is going to lose. I hate the Heat that much, y'all. Because LeBron just had to take it, man. So, hey, bro, you decided to go to that team, you're going to take it, bro. So we'll see, you know. LeBron actually been showing up in the fourth quarter so far. Let's see what's going to go on. Is he going to do it? Is he going to be able to do it in the finals? We'll see. And will he be considered a choke artist yet again on not getting the ring? That's one of the things that everybody's going to keep roasting LeBron on until he walks away with one. So that's going on with that. All right, now, some of y'all, I didn't really get to see the whole fight. Seen highlights. There's been enough to impress me. But, you know, it's whatever. If you have different opinions, Pacquiao versus Bradley, or what y'all personally think on that. Apparently, everyone's saying there should be a rematch going on, and I agree. Let's have a rematch so we can go ahead and just see this whole nonsense, you know, people hating on them. Now, and they were saying that the fight, you watch the, a lot of people were saying you watch the fight, Pacquiao was clearly winning, and then at the end, when the judges' scorecards came up, final scorecards, ended up saying that Pacquiao lost to Bradley. Now, a lot of people have been, there's been a lot of controversy around it, and it's going to be, it should be, everyone's saying it should be a rematch. The rematch is just to help dispute the point that, you know, it is what it is. Now, here's a fun fact. The last match that Pacquiao was actually in, he was getting his behind whooped. And yet, the judge, and he clearly was getting his behind whooped, yet the judges decided that Pacquiao won. So is it me, or is it deja vu? So y'all think about that one for a second. Some of y'all might not be taking that into account, but might have a look at the last fight before that and see that, hey, maybe, just maybe, they were trying to make it right. And maybe Bradley did really win it. Cause, I mean, I saw some stuff where Bradley was swinging extra fast and actually have a clear accuracy with it. So I don't know about that, y'all. I'm saying that the dude won. That's trust I am. If he's going to hate on me all day, but then they just had a rematch so we can shut it down. But I know Floyd Mayweather is in that jail cell right now talking a lot of trash right now. So, that's everything going on for that. I'm going to go ahead and close the show. Just a reminder, if you miss any parts of the show, you can go to blogtalkradio.com/SettyJ. And just look for all the shows. You can go there, you can see all the shows, even trolling all the back to episode number one. And you also go to iTunes, just type in Life Like It Does Live. You can go to iTunes, you can see all the shows in there for free. And there's various other places to have our shows as well, including the Death Spot. That's at deathspot.com, DuskSpot.com. All right, so rolling out. Just wanted to say shout out to everyone that listens to the show. Shout out to my boy Elevator Scott. Shout out to girl, Miss Computer Lady, Chris Knight. Junior, I see you listening. Shout out to that. Everyone else, man, anyone else I might miss, no, shout out to y'all as well. All right, we are rolling on out. Just remind you, everything you do, no matter what you do, no matter how you do it, remember, where there's a J or where there's a U, there is a way. Y'all tuned to another episode of Life and Death Live, your boy, City J. Check out tomorrow's show, TV3 Radio. That's how we do it every Tuesday. And, of course, you know, I've been guest. I'm hosting over there. Definitely gonna check it out and see how crazy it gets when I'm on the show. All right, so we rolling on out. The words of Chris Brown. Deuces.